Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory. It's beautiful, Burnaby, BC. Excuse me, because I'm having a little bit of a cough here tonight. And yes, today we have a special guest, Johnny Elvis and Donald Aaron Presley. Ooh. Say hello. And we also have Gail in the background. Thank you so much for supporting Gail. All right, boys, introduce yourselves to the world.
You know, this is not my first rodeo here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. My name's Johnny Elvis. Been an Elvis tribute artist now for 7 years, and it's just been a ride. It's been an awesome time. And again, Linda, thank you so much for the opportunity. Much appreciated.
Let me introduce myself. Either I do that voice or Jerry Lewis's voice. Which one do you want? I'm Donald Aaron Presley. Donald Aaron Presley. And, nice to be sitting beside Johnny Elvis. A couple of guys that like to sing songs and wax poetic about music, rock and roll, and the king. Nice to be here.
Yes, and Elvis is in the building, or should I say Elvises, or do you like to say Elvi?
Elvi. I think that's the plural, right? And that's what a lot of the boys in the festivals and all that stuff, they just call it. If we have so many, it's Elvi.
Elvis are in the house. Okay, and where there's going to be a bunch of Elvis is there is a festival coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're going to jump ahead. You know, we did a festival earlier, about a month ago, but we got another festival coming up in a few weeks. It's the Penticton Elvis Festival, and it's a great festival, great Elvis festival. Elvis fans or not, you got to check it out. Penticton alone is beautiful, but the festival is well done. It's sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprises, so what that means is the winner in the pro category, whoever wins gets a check and gets to go to the Ultimate and compete in the Ultimate in Memphis, literally across the street from Graceland. So it's basically, as for Elvis ETAs, it's our break if we can get to that point, and you make it big from there. So it's a big deal.
And what place did you go?
Well, yeah. So the festival before?
The Everett one. Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Everett. Right, Don.
Everett, Washington, America.
We made it through.
USA.
We made it through.
Through the border.
Yes. It was a good time. No, the border was okay. They kind of chuckled and they were smooth sailing. But it was our first time, both of us, our first time at this Everett, Washington Elvis Festival. It was called the Elvis Challenge. It was run by Rob Schwartley. Rob's probably watching this right now. He's a fellow ETA. He called both of us really around the same time back in December about doing this. And we know another friend that we know, Dino. He lives in the Birch Bay area, and he told us about it. So it's just for fun, whatever, and just to get your name out in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. I was a little hesitant because of the border, but it was smooth sailing. We got to it. And we had a blast, did we, Don? Did we?
It was fun. It was really fun. Would you do it next year?
I guess I have to.
Oh.
Because, I surprisingly won the Everett competition. Woo! And all that stuff. And, you know, I don't want to gloat that on that because, you know, I just don't want to, you know. But I was very, very humbled and very honored to take the the crown, if you will. You win a crown and all that stuff. So it was really good and all that stuff. And you win like a music gift card and all that stuff for their music store out there. So it was great. And it was fun. It was good to see some old friends and see some new ones and just have a blast. And we had a packed night that night, and it was great. And yeah, I really had a blast. I would, you know, I definitely would be back.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you're representing Canada. Were there other people from other countries?
Well, you know, like I said, Dawn was there. We had a few. We had one from the island. His name's Ron Peasy. Mm-hmm. Great guy. I've known him since I started in Penticton, because he goes to the Penticton one. So yeah, only really it's just me, Dawn, and
Canada,
Ron,
US. Canada,
and
US,
all that stuff. Yeah, so it was great. And you know, that one, it was kind of like you got to see, you know, a bit of personalities there. You know, we had this one guy, love all of them, mm-hmm. and I just it was just for chuckles, really. But we saw this one that looked exactly. I mean, when he walked in before. We went there for rehearsal. He looked just like Gene Simmons. I looked at him. I said, "There's your brother."
In an Elvis jumpsuit.
In a jumpsuit.
Great guy.
He looked like exactly like Gene Simmons. I had to go up to him. Forget his name already, but he was a nice guy, good hearted guy. Came up to him. I said, "You might got asked this many times, but you look like Gene Simmons." He's like, "I get that a lot, and I got so many Kiss stuff as well." So it was really cool. But he sounded when he got up. And you know, he had the long hair, so he kept that down. He had the beard, yeah. But he had the jumpsuit. He sang pretty good. I remember that. He did a really good job. So we had some other ones there, you know. These two people that were dressed as, I think, Elvis and Elvis's twin brother, if he was alive.
And they were attached.
They were attached. And I'm like, I didn't really get that. But whatever. It was a laugh and it was a chuckle.
We had fun. That's what it's all about.
But
The Penticton Festival, they have people from off the continent, don't
they? Yeah, so Penticton's a whole other ball game, right? Because again, it is sanctioned by the estate. So you got a lot of people all around from Canada, over the US, Germany, Australia. They get the best of the best, really.
Yeah, those are heavy hitters, too,
right? So, yeah, so they want to make sure you know, you got what it takes. So they pick the best. So it's going to be a fun festival, but it's a competition. So it's going to be tough, but it's all about fun, too, really. I go up, and I always say it's always a vacation, so... Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then for those of you who don't know, Don actually does the Star Child of Kiss. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, you know, us tribute guys, we're like a big bowl of steamed rice. We stick together. Okay. And so as we like to hang out at stuff, at gigs and that. Yeah, I also do a tribute to Kiss electrically and acoustically. I play the role of the Star Child, Paul Stanley. And... yeah, that's got kept me busy for about 7 years and a ton of fun. So, it's...
And we're going to play vinyl later on in the show.
Vinyl.
That's right. One of your vinyls. You can tell us about that. But for right now, we want to hear you guys live. You're going to play a song for us.
I think we're going to... You want to? What do you want to do?
Want to do a...
Sure, let's do a fast one. Let's
a little
do
fast one.
Okay, this is the first guy for us, so here we go.
Okay.
Let's get this down here so we can hear it, and let's rock it. See if you know this one. Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right for Mama. Just say any way you do, that's all right. That's alright, that's alright now, Mama, any way you do. My mama, she done tell me, Bible done told me too. Son, that girl you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. That's alright, that's alright, that's alright now, Mama, any way you do. Oh. Bum 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 bum
I'm leaving town, baby, I'm leaving town, the show. And if you want me, bother with me, hang around your door. And that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, mama, anyway you do. That's alright, that's alright, that's alright now, mama, any way you do.
There we go. We faked it.
Woo! Yeah! Amazing. All right, we're going to get to a break and then we'll be back.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Take my hand. I said, take. of hope. The frayed threads tie a tangled choke rope. The afterlife came sometime before. You cannot love something you deplore. What we had and what it was. Where did it go? It did what it does.
Todd McCluskey, 813. All right, and you personally know Todd.
I know Todd. I don't want to show my age here. I tell everybody I'm 23 years old. But I met Todd in 1978. So please, everybody, don't do the math. Do not do the math. But, if you know, I've known Todd for, 47 years. We played in bands together. We've hung out, had a few beers together. We go back, and we're playing in a band right now called the Social Outcasts. But you heard Todd's solo album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's an aspiring songwriter. So
that's right.
Yeah.
All right, and you're doing a Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
Yes, and then some people mentioned about your costume, Don.
Well, the shirt is by Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
The wig is Versace. And anything else that ends in chi. Right? As I'm getting into the Elvis tribute artist world, you do want to have the costumes. You want to look.
Mm-hmm.
As a Kiss tribute guy, you know, you got to have your stuff ready for Kiss.
That's right.
It's even more torturous for Elvis. He had so many different eras, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and Vegas and so on. That you want to do it right. And the guy that's my wardrobe guy, his name is Jonathan Martin Hicks.
And I wonder who he is.
Yeah, I wonder who he is. It's the guy that's sitting to my right. And let's spill the caramel secret. I bought two jumpsuits off of Jonathan, and they're gorgeous. I love them. Mm. I've got the purple shirt, and I picked up some white boots. So you're mixing and matching to, if I'm going to do, Elvis on TV in the 50s, he had a white jacket on, a sport jacket, that sort of thing, suits. And then the leather jackets, the leather pants for the comeback special. So I'm really trying to build up the wardrobe to match the songs that I want to do in the future. But my wardrobe guy, he does everything but measure me up, shoulders, chest, and all that stuff. But when I bought some of his attire, all the Elvis guys use this woman out in Port Coquitlam. Her name is Ala. She mm-hmm. is the...
Yeah.
If you want to have a good mechanic for your car, you want to have a good seamstress if you're a tribute artist. You want somebody you can rely on. And she is the fishizzle and just works miracles with hemming and adjusting costumes and things like that. So it's going well for me. I've really got the attire down. And so you just got to work on the songs. And you got to work on the voice, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. You want to talk about costumes? Talk to Jonathan. Talk to Johnny Elvis to my right. He's been around the block. He's been around the world sourcing what he's wearing. And he's just got an incredible wardrobe. I've seen a lot of the shows, and he looks fantastic, right?
Well, you know, I mean, they come with a price with these suits, right? So, you know, they're not cheap, but they're investments, right? And for me doing this now for 7 years, it's paid up, right? And so, you know, to see Don, he wanted to do this, you know, last year at Penticton, he was a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was volunteering. I remember that. He was wearing the green shirt, symbolizing that he was volunteering. And I remember I talked to him. I said, you thought you should just try it. Like, you know, there's pro and non-pro, right? So, you know, win or lose, just have fun with it and whatever. And he thought about it, and that was, you know, back in the summer last year. And then now we're getting into September, and he's like, you know, I'm thinking of going in. And he's like, okay, well, here's Mike's number or something like that. I think I try to get in contact with you, with Mike. And, you know, it just, the rest was history. And he got in, and I was very, very happy for him, you know, because, you know, this is something that he can put in his resume. And you know, when it came down to the attire, yeah, you know, he had nothing. So helping the brother out, you know, I got everything. I got a lot in the closet, so that I wanted to get out of the closet. So I was like, okay, well, here, this one's a little too big. This one's a little too tight. So try this on. Try this. And worked out around price and, you know, and yeah. So at least he's got something to work with for Penn Titton. Because, again, Penn Titton's, you know, they you got to try to get something like a look down. You can't just go cheap out. So he's trying. He's doing the best he can for what he has. And I remember when I first started, I couldn't afford the jumpsuits. I couldn't afford anything. That's why when I started doing the 50s Elvis, because when you do the 50s Elvis, it's blazers and all that stuff. Well, you can get that, like, you know, thrift stores and that.
Yeah,
and
Valley
it's cheaper.
Village, yeah.
You can't get a jumpsuit in, you know, Valley Village unless you go to Halloween time and get a cheap Halloween costume. Yeah. But, mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't going to do that. If I was going to do this and start out, I was going to start out doing the 50s Elvis because at least I could get some good blazers, do my hair a little bit. And then there you go. And then as I went on, I built my repertoire of clothing. So helping the brother out, a lot of guys wouldn't do that, but I would do it because Don's a really good guy, and he's helped me through a lot of struggles, too, in my personal life, too. He's been there for me, so.
Oh, perfect. Okay, do you guys know a Curtis that's an ETA? Curtis Cowan?
Yes.
Okay, because he sent me a song.
Oh.
And we're going to play one of his originals, it looks like.
Okay.
And then, we'll be back with more Johnny and Donald. Here's Snowing Me Under on CJSF.
If I could learn to talk and talk and learn the one song or song, I would still be only one and on my own. For 100 years, I'm sure, I fought the world for your hand, yet I still remain obscure.
Few weeks. So.
Looks like we have some technical difficulties.
Oh.
Okay, let's get to a break and we'll be back.
Okay.
This is Bird Note. National symbol though it may be, this juvenile bald eagle, not long out of the nest, is anything but graceful at the moment. While still in the nest high in a tree, juvenile eagles practice fanning their wings and jumping in the air to test how flying feels. They may even flap out onto nearby branches. When they're finally ready, the young eagles attempt their first test flight. Sometimes on these initial jaunts, the birds are likely to lose altitude and land on the ground. They'll rest there for a while, and perhaps get fed by the parents before they manage to lift off into the air and return to the safety of a tall tree. A juvenile bald eagle is the same size as an adult, but differs in coloring. You may have seen one of these birds without realizing it was a young eagle. The juvenile is a mottled chocolate brown. The young bird keeps this plumage for 3 or 4 years before maturing into the distinctive dark adult with the contrasting white head and tail. You can see a photograph of a juvenile bald eagle when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
That was about baby bald eagles. And I noticed sometimes on your costumes, Elvis has the eagle the back.
Yes. Well, I have that suit. Yeah, it's called the American Eagle. Not to get political there, but it's the American Eagle jumpsuit Elvis wore in 73 in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And it was the famous concert that was via satellite all around the world. Actually, that was the concert that I first saw Elvis when I was 5 years old. I saw a DVD that my mom put on, and you know, seeing Elvis in his prime there still, you know, and in the jumpsuit, and he's doing Suspicious Minds and American Trilogy and the cape at the end. It was really great. So that was my first introduction of seeing Elvis, and I thought he was the coolest dude. And I remember I was on the coffee table at 5 years old just shaking a leg and all that stuff. So, and the rest is history. So.
Nice. All right, tell me about this video we're going to play with you and Everett here.
Well, you know, again, my friend Rob, you know, we went in there with nothing. Like, what I mean is, like, we didn't know what to expect, me and Don. We were just told to get there, you know, a few hours before just to do a rehearsal, because they did tell us to come in a few weeks prior to do rehearsal, but my busy schedule and anyway, so we get there and all that stuff, and I walk in, and it was a great stage and everything, and I looked, and there's cameras on the, like, facing up the camera, there's the hard cam and all that stuff, and I looked around, and then I see the monitors, the screens. I'm like, oh, they're videotaping, like, they're recording this, or, you know, and I went up to Rob. I said, you know, are you recording this? He says, yeah, you know. I said, well, please, and for Dawn, too, like, we'd like to get copies of this, because this is great. It's all audioed, you know, synced in, and it's really good recording, good quality. So I got a copy of my both performances, but we're going to show the one here, and you'll hear me sing, but then there's a part of me that I won't be singing, because there's a little kid earlier in the day. Me and Don went out, and the crowd was in the front of the theater lined up, and we walked around, shook some hands, and gave some hugs and kisses kind of deal, and pictures. And there was this little guy, probably about 4 or 5 years old, in like the Halloween jumpsuit costume, and he was full decked out in Elvis. And I said, I'm gonna get you up on stage. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, you're gonna come up. Miraculously, he was in front row, and parent put him up. I said, get him up here. And I just did that. And I like to just share the stage, and especially when he's 5 years old, it's the next generation. You could hear me say, this is the next generation right here. So, touching moment. So, take a look.
Are you guys ready to rock and roll? Let's rock and roll.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You know I can rock, rock, rock. Since my mama, rock, rock. If you can come around me, rock, at least be a song. Don't be cruel to us two. Maybe if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please just forget that. In the future that's right ahead, don't be cruel to us two.
Next generation!
Let's 1, 2, 3, chop, and when I say I knew, I didn't even know you had, I know all the hell you seen. Don't be cruel, did you ask you? Why should we be apart? Don't be cruel. You are, that's true.
Don't be cruel.
No.
Here we go.